Kurt Wagner just said the strangest thing, Wendy. He said, do you guys want to hear about my first colonoscopy?
Did you ask him if we could talk about this other?
Do you want to talk about your colonoscopy? Is that a TV show?
Well,
I don't think that should be a TV show.
I made it a TV show.
Oh, man.
I made them wheel the TV, you know, the thing.
Monitor.
You watched it while it was happening.
And give me my glasses. I made them wheel it into.
Now, you're a TV critic. What would you have done to make this more entertaining? For the viewers.
It was entertaining to me because, like I said, I've never looked up my own.
Sure. Yes. I hope not. That'd be awkward for everybody.
I would look. Not up yours, but, you know. Although I wouldn't look when the baby came out. They say they have a mirror. Do you want to see the baby?
Really?
And
you didn't
like,
want to watch that?
God. Just get this thing out of me and give me a Big Mac.
When you're watching that, because I was in the room when Terry had Reese and Kylie, when you're watching that, it's so surrealistic because even though you've seen it in TV shows or movies,
Alien.
when you're in the movie Alien, when you're watching it right there with people you know, you go, "Well, this can't be. People don't just show up out of other people."
It's just so weird.
It is.
Well, thankfully, nothing came out of my colonoscopy.
That's good news. All right, that is good news. Let's talk television with you. Kurt Wagner, of course, from TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, this isn't on your list of topics, but I'm curious. I didn't get to see this last night, but I've been looking forward to it. This show, The Family, with Joan Allen and Andrew McCarthy, I think, is
Andrew
McCarthy's
in it. Yeah, Zach Gilford from Evanston's in it.
Who's in it?
Zach Gilford.
Oh, really?
Former Friday Night Lights.
How about that?
It debuted, I believe.
Last night.
Last night was like the preview, and it moves to its regular time slot this Sunday with its second episode.
I have not seen it yet. Dylan, 13-year-old, said it's great.
Mysterious show about a family where a boy is missing from years and years ago. He shows up 10 years later.
It looks great.
The kind of thing most of us would enjoy. Is this worth seeing? Did you see it already?
Did I see the first three? I think I saw the first three, and I liked it. It's very, you know, mystery and secrets, you know, family secrets, and all these things keep popping up that, you know, are kind of shockers and stuff. But it's interesting because wasn't there a case like 10 years ago or something where some French kid...
Yeah, and when
like
the
somebody,
kid came
some
back,
kid was lost
right, the question the was, could this really be the right kid or not?
And it was a big bamboozle, I think, wasn't
it's all,
it?
You know where else it happened? On every soap opera that's ever been on television.
Probably so. But and it's weird because you do wonder if it's the, I mean, the family thinks it is. Most of the family thinks it is.
Ted Martin was Ted Orsini, if you're an All My Children fan. Remember that?
Oh, I remember Ted.
Ted Martin came back, but we found out later it was Ted Orsini pretending to be
Ted
Martin.
Wait, was it
Martin.
Tad? Tad Martin?
Ted Martin, yeah.
Was Ted Orsini?
Was Ted Orsini.
Wow, you are a super fan.
I used to love the show. I used to watch it all the time.
Now, wasn't this like that show that you watched too before? Like, was it called Resurrection?
Oh, where dead people kept showing up again?
Oh,
that's different.
This guy wasn't dead.
Missing, like kidnapped. Went missing from a park. They were all at a park.
Yeah.
And when he was much younger, and his siblings were supposed to be watching him. And
don't give too much away.
Yeah, don't.
And the irresponsible, you know, there's like a older goof-off sibling and
always
a much more responsible older sibling.
There always
and
is.
And so it also sort of shows the family dynamics, what happened to all these people after he went missing,
right,
too, you know, over the years.
This seems very dramatic for a television.
And the mom, Joan Allen, plays a politician.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Well, she's done that before.
Yeah, I mean, I think she, at the time of he went missing, was a councilman or something. Councilwoman, and now she's running for mayor or something. Or she was the mayor and is running for senator or something like
Interesting that she's cast in the role because it's almost reminiscent. She plays the grandmother in the movie Room. Again, about a kid that's missing. In that case, for 7 years, she's the grandmother. In that, she's the mom with a 10-year-old kid missing. Yeah, somebody ought to look into Joan Allen. Everybody
she's
who
awesome.
She loves turns up missing.
There's a scene with her and Zach Gilford in one of the episodes that it's just sort of, you know, it made my skin
crawl.
My hair stand.
I gotta see it.
Good.
It was just.
Good.
She's such a good actress.
All right. Last night was a big episode for the television show The 100. I've not seen The 100.
I've not even heard of it.
Well, if you're a sci-fi fan, you should really go back and watch it. I think they're on Netflix, the first two seasons. This is the third season.
Yeah.
It's about a... there's been an apocalypse on Earth, of course, which is everything these days.
Tell me something new.
But there are these people on the ship in space that, you know, that are surviving humankind. That's like the last of humankind, supposedly.
It's like a Noah's Ark for people.
Yeah.
It is.
But they have very strict laws up there. So it's almost like a one and done. If you screw up, you're jettisoned.
They get rid of you.
Yeah, they just send you out the into space.
Oh no!
But there's like this group of 100 kids, like sort of juvenile delinquents, who instead of doing that, they send them to Earth because it's you know 100 years later or whatever after the apocalypse.
Yeah.
To sort of just see if, you know, well, they're criminals, we jettison them, but now we can use them to drop them on Earth and see if they survive.
Oh.
And then they can radio back and tell us Earth's inhabitable again.
Oh.
So it's sort of the kids' adventure, the 100s adventure on Earth for a while, and then things have happened throughout the seasons. But it's gone really far.
Yeah.
And what I love about it is that the writers aren't afraid to just keep things moving. You
yeah.
know, like, okay, this happens, now we're on, now that makes this happen, you know, this new adventure going.
Yeah.
It's called The 100, because you 100. Kind of been flying over it, and if I didn't see it in front of yeah. me, somebody
texted.
The
text. 100. Okay. It's yeah. on CW, but the first two seasons are on Netflix. So last night, a popular character died.
Oh, no.
Was are we killed. Supposed to say this? Is this spoiling?
You don't say
well,
who.
I'm not
you
saying
You don't
who.
Say who. Okay. Was it Danny?
yeah.
was it?
But what I wanted to talk about was sort of the fan reaction to it, because oh. it was crazy online. Like, there were death threats to the writers and stuff like
they
that.
They love
people
this character so much.
Yeah, and I would say this isn't even a regular cast member, like, but this character has sort of been in the forefront for
yeah.
a while, and is the center of sort of a coupling that happened that everybody loves.
But Kurt, you know this, sometimes on TV they'll make it seem as though a character has died.
Oh, this one's gone.
This one's dead for sure. All right.
because the actor is moving to Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh.
And was contractually obligated to that.
Oh.
But AMC
that was more of the Tom Hartman show right after this.
AMC and CW reached an agreement that the person could be on this show for 7 episodes this season.
All right.
But you know, it's just crazy the reaction, and even though it's probably really good for the show, it's
yeah.
going to move it along to these other places and stuff. But you know, I guess that, you know, it's just TV deaths are just TV deaths.
Well,
you
it's know? Strange because we know the obvious, which is it's just somebody pretending on TV.
Right.
It's just a puppet
right.
show, and yet we become so ingrained in the right. characters and the storyline, as you pointed out, that people are furious that they've right. taken this person out of their
life.
And
I mean, Game of Thrones has done it, what, 1,000 times
sure.
already? But, you know, if you want to be outraged about something on television, try the debates.
Good point.
That did well rating wise.
Oh yeah,
didn't it?
They have been. I mean, it's the
this one.
It's
I'm
the,
sure
it's the pinnacle of yeah. train wreck TV.
Yeah,
you know, right now.
But similar, the debates have become similar to reality television, because just like American Idol or The Survivor, each week, you know, you see 8 heads 1 week, and then 6 heads
yeah,
the
right.
next week, and then 5
true.
Heads the next week. So they've that's in common.
And now with the primaries happening, you are voting your people off.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just last night was, who cares about the size of hands?
Isn't that something?
That's why I watch Fuller House, and I'm enjoying it.
That's why. All right, let's do this.
And I don't know why I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying it.
I wonder if there'll be a shocking death on there.
Sure there will. Of our sanity.
The ratings. It's just
you know,
renewed.
It did get renewed.
I know.
For another season.
Another season of full, even Fuller House. A quick break, then more with Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question or a comment about your favorite shows or a show you don't like so much, 312-981-7200, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Of course, we invite your calls and your texts. 312-981-7200. We'll get that done. We've got callers on the line that want to talk to you, Kurt.
All right. Here we go. Kurt, this is Kevin. Kevin, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi.
I just, you know, since it's tough to get a show going, one of my questions was that show Angel from Hell with Jane Lynch. Were ratings that bad that they yanked it after only a few episodes?
Yeah, I think the writing was on the wall for that before it even aired. I think that it, you know, I think they had Jane Lynch and they thought, you know, she's bankable, this is going to happen, and it'll work, but it just didn't work. I mean, the show wasn't that good, actually.
Okay.
But
I thought it had some potential, that's all.
But, I mean, it could have, but yeah, you know, if they consider it a losing proposition, they're just not going to continue with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better to cut your losses quick.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Kevin. Now, there's another show that's kind of in the same vein, an otherworldly figure, and that's Lucifer. Is that show doing all right? Have you seen Lucifer?
I think it is.
Yeah?
It hasn't been renewed yet or anything, but it's still going pretty, I mean, Fox is still promoting it. Like
that's
crazy.
The devil or a version of the devil coming right. down and living amongst us.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's charming and funny. And
of course
and
he is.
Is that's deciding that maybe he should do good.
Oh, well, maybe. All right.
For a while. He's rebelling.
All right.
Is what the idea of that is.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's the Antichrist, if that's what you believe, that could happen, and he, you know, acts like a nice guy. I think I dated a couple of those in high school. Ruth is on the line. Hi, Ruth.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to know, I was just shocked to hear that The Good Wife is going to be canceled. Why? What happened?
Well, they didn't cancel it.
They didn't have any pre-warning.
They didn't cancel it. It's just discontinued. I mean, they're just done
with
it.
What does that mean?
The original producers had said that they were going to end after this season, and CBS honored their vision. They had always thought of it as a seven-season series.
Yeah.
And CBS just honored their wishes and said, you know, we don't want to continue this without the original creators. And the cast was sort of in the same boat. And so it was sort of hugs all around and thanks for the good, you know, thanks for the memories type of thing. It wasn't really, you know, the show's not performing well, we're canceling it. It wasn't that kind
no,
of thing.
No, it's been doing great in the ratings, right from start
right.
to finish.
But it was, yeah. you know, and it's true. I mean, if you don't feel, if your cast and your crew and even the network don't feel that it's going to be the same without the original producers, then why drag it on and make it bad and,
right.
you know, leave a sort of a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah. It's too bad, Ruth. I know a lot of people love the show. It's awful.
Thank you, Ruth.
Try Madam Secretary to get your,
that's
your
in the
strong
same vein,
female character fix.
Right?
Yeah.
Madam Secretary.
Same night. Same
all right,
network.
Ray, you're talking about something I'm way into, and so is Bill, and unfortunately everyone else is. You had a question about something?
Yeah, I did. The People versus O.J. Simpson, I think, is the best thing on TV right now.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering how many episodes are there going to be?
I thought there were 10, right? Or am I thinking Making a Murderer?
It might be 10 or 13. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Well, excellent. Again, I enjoy it, you know, having lived through that time and followed the trial. I think it's great.
Who's your favorite on there? Is it John Travolta?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think he's hilarious, actually. But, you know, if any of that's true, it's interesting to see the various personalities. So, again, I'm enjoying it.
And we did learn a couple days ago that the person who had the heart attack in the courtroom, that was not factual. That did not happen. He complained of chest pains after the opening statements
right.
that day. So, you know, it changes a little, but it's thoroughly
entertaining.
There's dramatic
license, but it is also based on a book
right.
by someone who wasn't in every single room when every single thing happened, and he heard it secondhand, third hand.
And they're promoting it like
various
crazy
people.
During that. If you'd like to buy the book,
right.
here's the website.
Right. So, you know, Marcia Clark has come out and said that, you know, that he had facts wrong in his book, and so therefore some of the facts are wrong in mm-hmm. the show. But, you know, if you sort of consider it just, you know, here's this interesting yarn, then I mean,
yeah.
Thanks,
I
Ray.
The weakest character so far to me has been the guy playing OJ. He's
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's the whining juice.
Don't mess with
exactly.
the juice.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you, Ray.
Kurt, explain, because we all agree that it's hard to stop watching this, but we also all agree that it's really not good. It's really trashy TV. So what's in it for us to keep watching? We know how it ends.
I think it is good. I mean, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's good, and I think that it has what your beloved Fuller House has, the nostalgia factor, even if it's sort of a warped nostalgia thing. But I think most of the acting is good. And, you know, even Travolta, who's sort of going over the top in his character,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And Johnny Cochran not going over the top enough, in my opinion.
Well,
Johnny Cochran was so, you know,
but I think he's so calculating. What I love is the back door, you know, what he's doing, like, quietly behind the scenes is so
he's
calculating and interesting.
There's a little sequence in last week's episode where Christopher Darden makes a motion to the court to not allow the N-word to be said in the court because he believes that the black jurors will not react well to the N-word. And then Johnny Cochran comes on, and I know this happened because I remember this happening, comes on and just scolds him and saying, this is an embarrassment. We can hear whatever word. You're not going to influence us by one word, good or bad, and stuff like that. And then he quietly, under his breath, says something to Darden. And I don't know if that happened in real life, but as bad as I think the show is, and I can't stop watching it, I thought that moment was beautiful, more from a courtroom standpoint of a way of saying a lawyer's going to do whatever a lawyer needs to do to win a case.
Right.
That was a pretty nice moment there.
Well, he's totally getting in his head, because was it last week's episode also where they took the tour of O.J.'s house. And they
restaged everything.
And he restaged the whole thing to make it blacker.
That's illegal.
And even O.J. was outraged by it because he got to walk through the tour too.
I don't even know these kids.
He had another scene outside with Darden where he said, don't do Furman.
Right.
Let the white folks do Furman. And that, you know, he did it quietly under his breath. And it, I mean, it kind of looked like Darden was like, yeah, he's right.
Chris Darden, or is he playing me?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's
what
you don't know. And I love the guy playing Chris Darden. I think he is just a great actor and doing a good job being Chris Darden. And Chris Darden was a decent guy through all of this, you know?
Yeah, he seemed to be.
Again, based on the book by so-and-so.
Based on the book by so-and-so. Thank you, Kurt. Yes. It's Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. We will see you in a week.
Sure.
Absolutely. A quick break, then some news. Kim Gordon will give you that, and then more show, Bill and Wendy WGN.